Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Certainly one of the great debates among pet owners. Should you let your dog or cat sleep on the bed? Some people are germaphobes and they would never consider it. Me, myself, I don't like the hair on my bed because then I feel like I'm breathing it in. But other people love snuggling up with their pets at the end of the day. But one concern has been whether sharing the bed with your pet may disturb your sleep. And in this age of sleep problems, sleep disorders, sleep hygiene issues, people just not getting a good night's sleep, many sleep specialists advise against letting your pet sleep in your bed. And a recent study from the Center for Sleep Medicine at the Mayo Clinic in Arizona could help lay some of those fears to rest. The researchers surveyed about 150 sleep center patients and found that more than half of pet owners allowed their pets to sleep in the bedroom. One out of five described their pets as disruptive, but many others, 41%, said their pets were unobtrusive or even beneficial to their sleep. If having a pet nearby helps you to feel more relaxed, gives you a sense of security, which permits you to fall asleep with less difficulty, then it's something that deserves attention. In my situation, I don't want the dog, our dog Scarlett, who I love, on my bed, but as this study says, if it helps you to have that sense of security, as with my daughter, every single night, Scarlett goes into her room and jumps up on her bed. Now, we've put the little dog bed down next to her bed, and she jumps up on Cece's bed, sleeps there, I don't know, 20 minutes while Cece falls asleep, and then jumps down and sleeps in her own bed. So yes, that sense of security is there. It keeps her, it makes her feel that somebody's in the room protecting her. But there are a few things that you're supposed to consider before you let your pet into your bed. You need to know how well they sleep as a person and how well the pet sleeps. Do your pet move around a lot? Do they get up and down off the bed all night? How big is it? When I was growing up, we had two full-grown male collies all the time. And they slept with me in my bed, and I was curled up on the pillow, and I bet I didn't probably get that great of a night's sleep. So I think you have to take that into account. You have to take into account the size of the bed, the number of pets, because one pet jumps in, the other pets jump in, and more pets will disrupt a good night's sleep. And of course, before dogs or cats climb up on the covers, it's important to make sure that they're clean and free of fleas and such. They didn't talk about different breeds in this study, but I think that those are some important things to consider, is how well you sleep with your pets, whether you need that as a sense of security, whether the hair or fur from the pet tends to get in your nose, or if you find yourself coughing. If you suffer from sleep apnea or any kind of allergies, or if you have asthma, then that would certainly be a major consideration when you're deciding about letting your pet sleep in your bed. But some people have said that it makes them fall asleep better. So whether or not you do, just consider a few of those things that we discussed, because it may help you. Now, in this other story, and I know we don't have a ton of time, but It's a story that's hitting the news pretty heavily today, that the doctors performed surgery on a wrong newborn baby. A Tennessee couple was outraged after a doctor mistakenly performed tongue clipping surgery on their son after mixing him up with another baby. So not long after this little baby Nate was born, his parents gave him to the doctor for a routine physical. And when they brought him back, the nurse started talking about the procedure that he had had, and they were freaked out. They were like, "What procedure?" So you know they're going to sue. I feel bad for the doctor, but there's no excuse for a mistake like that. But the doctor did apologize, and sincerely. He said he asked for the wrong infant and performed the procedure on the infant different than the one he intended, and he apologized sincerely. So I like to hear when the doctor apologizes, but you know there's going to be lawsuits, so we'll keep an eye on that. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.